Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. And I always been giggling. We trying to train some of our intro stuff. I'm so used to the old intro stuff and the way that finished. So trying out the new one. Let us know out there if you like the old intro, the new intro. But like I said, just trying out. But with that said, we always appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us here on the C2P as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars. But they bring them to you here today so you can find out what these kids bring to the table. So that way, when April 27th through the 29th rolls around, you're already invested and know what these kids bring to the table. And today we have Arizona offensive lineman Freddie Tagaloa, and he was formerly of Cal. So we'll get him on and we'll find out what makes this kid tick. And pretty athletic kid for his size. Been able to kind of, watch him, I'll see him play. And like I said, so curious to just to find out, get his own thoughts. And especially about the transition from Cal to Arizona, because, playing in the Pac-12, that's a big-time conference. So they bring 10 big-time players. We just had a previous show with Missouri defensive tackle Josh Augusta, and I highly encourage any of you folks out there listening to really take some time, set 15 minutes aside, and listen to that particular podcast. You're going to be pleasantly surprised with some of the things that he brought up during that show. I mean, I usually take notes during the show and, kind of highlight what we're talking through. And, I almost had 2 pages full, and that's pretty impressive for a 15-minute podcast to walk away with that many things that kind of caught your attention. And hopefully Freddie does the same thing and kind of enlightens us with a lot of neat things about what he brings to the game and shows us some perspectives on what makes him a guy that all 32 NFL teams should be interested in. As you know, draft day, April 27th to the 29th in Philly. I've been telling the listeners, don't be surprised if the scouting combine starts to move. I believe their contract runs out in 2020, and I think this particular year, seeing the convention center become the housing for the combine, I know that's also due to the increased media presence, but them making it the NFL experience, they're opening up the doors for fans to watch the bench press. I think you can kind of see that the future of the NFL scouting combine may fall in line draft, where maybe the city hosts both events, obviously different times, but with that said, don't be surprised. And with that said, Freddie Tagaloa, the standout lineman here on the C2P. Freddie, we appreciate you sharing some of your day with us. Can you believe your time at the collegiate levels kind of come and gone, and now you're preparing for the next level?
Honestly, it went by quick. When I came in as a freshman, seniors would tell me it goes by in the blink of an eye, and being young and naive, I didn't really think so, but 5 years went by fast.
Well, Freddie, I can tell you this much. Don't feel bad, because you and probably every other senior that comes on the show, even juniors, they speak the same thing as you. They say blink of an eye, and then they say, man, as it goes fast. And lo and behold, though, you're at the other side of this journey. You're looking to get to the next level. I'm sure it's an exciting time. Talk about, have you always had the size? I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you that big kid? Were you the tall kid?
Well, I never played football until my sophomore year in high school. So I always was a basketball player. I started playing basketball in the fifth grade. You could say I've been big. When I was in the fifth grade, I was like 5'11". Heading into middle school, I was 6'2". So, yeah, I was
all right.
I was a big guy.
Definitely. Dude, well, just so you know, I think I'm 5'5", so I've never even reached 5'11 at any point of my life, and I don't think I'm going to. So it's just one of those things. I'm 45, so I don't think that's going to hit me yet. So, yeah, well, maybe a very late growth spurt. Probably the only growth I'll get is in my gut. Yeah, you never know. Hey, yeah, be a medical marvel. So when does that kind of take effect? So I'm sure, the basketball thing, you're obviously doing that. You say you start sophomore year in high school. So you probably had a pretty quick presence, to kind of establish yourself. Kind of take us through, you know, from the time you stepped onto the gridiron to, you know, your eventual step to go in the cow?
My first end of my freshman year, I had a quarterback by the name of Kaika Woolsey, who was quarterback at Hawaii. And he basically just sat me down and, you know, playing basketball. I had a big body, and I would always get a lot of ticky-tack fouls. And he would just say, football, you can't foul in football. So, you know, I kind of went out on a limb and just tried it out, and I fell in love with it, honestly.
You can't. I like that. You can't foul in football.
And obviously you were able to kind of use that size to your advantage. So, I mean, lo and behold, you get the Cal, and obviously you establish yourself there, and obviously you make the transition to or the transfer over to Arizona. What was that like making the jump from school to school?
Honestly, it was really scary. You know, Cal to this day will always have a piece of my heart. After my freshman year, they cleaned house with a tip for their the whole coaching staff was fired. So aside from academics, the other reason why I went to Cal was gone. So tried it out another year under Sonny Dykes. Didn't want to leave any regrets. We went 1-11, and I kind of didn't like the technique that was being taught to us. So it just so happened to be that my offensive line coach freshman year was the same offensive line coach at Arizona, and I was just blessed to be able to link back up with him and continue this thing rolling.
Excellent stuff, and you are rolling. You're rolling here on the C2P with the standout Arizona offensive tackle, Freddie Tagaloa. He's kind enough to join us as he makes his jump towards this next level. For you, Freddie, I mean, kind of when does it kind of sink in that you have a shot? You know as well as anybody that, you know, every guy that you suited up with wants an opportunity to end at their collegiate journey. But when do you kind of get the mindset that, you know what, if I keep doing what I'm doing, you know, I have a shot?
Kind of just my work ethic, you know, day in, day out. You come in and put a little money in the bank, whether it's lifting in the weight room, getting some rehabilitation on little muscles that we really don't ever focus on, and then position work. And day by day, you just kind of build that money in the bank. And I played alongside guys like Ronnie Stanley coming out of high school in the Semper Fidelis, you know, Todd Gurley. You know, being able to play with those guys in the high school level, you know, competing, I feel like if guys that I played in high school can do it, why not me?
Definitely. And, I had no reason not to believe that. And for you, I mean, I ask this question of everybody. I mean, you know, if you're in the film room, scouts are breaking down tape. I mean, what are they going to walk away pleasantly surprised about? And what are they going to say? These are your home run qualities.
Some of the qualities that would stick out is me actually knowing the defense. You know, not too many offensive linemen really know the entire defense. From the standpoint of cover two safety, cover one, when you have a safety rolling and shifting, when pressure is coming, because as an offensive lineman, we focus so much on blocking in the box, we don't really get the corners and the safeties involved in what we do. So being able to have that in my toolbox, you know, it kind of separates myself a little bit.
Definitely, and you got that outstanding size. I'm curious, I mean, I think Pro Day is the 24th, I believe. What do you think you're going to weigh in at? What will your height be?
My height will be 6'7", and I'll probably weigh in at about 307.
Nice. And is that usually your playing weight, or did you kind of try to shed or add since the season ended?
Since the season ended, I kind of tried to maintain.
Okay.
But, you know, down here at D1 Tampa, we do – focusing so much on 40s and pro agility, I kind of turned into a track person, as you could say. You know, everything focused on quick twitch and, you know, not so much football, just the whole athletic and agility side of things. So, kind of really coming down. I feel like I could play track. I could do track now.
I'm sure, man, especially when you go off to a facility like D1. I mean, those guys are top-notch, and we'll kind of touch base on D1 later in the show. And when you know the question comes, it's a lighthearted question. You'll remember that that point. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, could it be leadership qualities, game film study? Maybe you're a weight room warrior. I mean, things that scouts need to know about because we pass this off to them. Those big things that they won't see on film that they should know about you?
You know, I live in the weight room. I live on the field. I was the guy I was doing extra since I was a freshman. And that kind of helped benefit me because, you know, being a freshman and always being up there, whether it was nighttime or in the mid-afternoon, I happened to see a couple private workouts because I was the only guy on the field getting in extra position work. You know, that's just me, you know, from my dad, who was a prison guard at San Quentin, worked long hours. We'd get home at 4 a.m, would leave, wouldn't come back home until 10. So, you know, just seeing that just kind of transitioned me into, you know, being a hard worker. So,
nice.
You could say I live in the shadows.
Man, there you go, man. That's the way to do it, man. That's the best way to do it, man. Underneath the darkness of night, get your job done. That way when the lights come on Saturday, you're ready to kill it. And that's what our guest today, Freddy Tagalago, has done since he started his career. Sophomore, he says. It's pretty impressive stuff to kind of find out in a few short seasons at the high school level what he was able to accomplish and obviously move forward with. I cannot believe we're almost out of time. The show has gone so fast. But that just means it's going good. But before we let you go, we do like to throw some lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Now, if you could flip the switch, or I guess flip the scene at D1, and you could tell Taylor Scott to do the workout that he puts you through, what kind of workout are you going to put on Taylor?
Oh, my God. we'd start with 80-yard ankle leans, some butt kicks, and then I put him through it because these past 6-7 weeks he's been putting us through hell. So after that we transition to the weight room. Yeah, I have a whole long list for Taylor. You know, we go 4 sets of 12 tall squats, throw some power cleans in there, 4 sets of 12. Yeah, a bench. You know, have him lunge a little.
Yeah. What point do you think he would make it, or what point do you think he'd be like, okay, Freddie, I had enough?
Oh, no, he'd make it. Taylor's a beast. You know, some things I've seen him do in the weight room just still amaze me to this day. You know, the other day we were box squatting, and he grabbed, like, literally a tiny stool for a box squat, and he had, like, 4 or 5 plates on his back just squatting down low, no warm-up, sat down at the bottom. And then he kind of said he was opening up his hip. And he kind of banged that out for like 6. So he does some amazing things.
Nice. Well, hey, man, it's always good knowing when the teacher can do what he's teaching to the students. And that definitely can be a quality for Taylor, like I said. Top notch again, D1, those guys do a fantastic job. For you, any game day superstition?
You can say I literally do the same routine every game day. I eat the same thing every game day, the amount of water I drink, same game day, same time I roll out. So, yeah, game day superstition, you know, I stick to the religion, you know, I stick to my script. And it hasn't failed me.
Hey, exactly. You stick to what's working, man. You don't ever question it.
Exactly.
Obviously, Coach Rodriguez is an iconic college name. Does anybody in that Wildcat locker room do a great impersonation of Coach Rich Rod? And if they do, would they do it in front of him?
I mean, I feel like everybody in the locker room does a great impersonation of him, but nobody really has the balls to do that in front of him. I mean, he's the head coach, you know.
Yeah. You know, you'd be surprised. Some of the most crazy coaches you can think of, some of the guys actually do it. And it just blows my mind, you know, like Bo Pelini.
Exactly.
I think we had a YSU kid. I think somebody does a Pelini impersonation in front of Pelini. And I just like, I cringe when the kid said it. I'm like, oh, I would think, one, I'm just going to get in a fist fight with the coach or something. But lo and behold, they do it. So, yeah. But hey, that's part of it. Now, this particular question I think you guys enjoy answering the most. We're talking female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who you gonna invite?
Oh, this is a hard one. I definitely say Jennifer Lopez.
There you go. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a franchise pick right there. Yeah, that's
exactly a franchise player right here. I gotta have her on the team.
Yeah. Plug and play. No training camp. She can start day one. You don't need to question that. And then the final. Go ahead.
5-year, multi-million-dollar deal. That's the deal she's getting.
She's definitely a second contract player too. That's definitely you definitely want to. And then the final question for you, my man. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the themes on the shoes. If you could have any of your cleats or spikes painted, what kind of paint job or theme would you want on those?
I would go with the all red. I'd have like the rainbow bottom. Have you seen some of the combine cleats, how it's kind of like rainbow?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd have those bottoms with the Bay Area. On my right cleat, I'd have a picture of the Bay Bridge. And then on my left side, on the inside, I'd have a picture of Goku.
Ah, who's that? I'm not familiar with. Who's that?
Dragon Ball Z?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. No, I know that. Now, it just, that's why I was like, man, why am I so blank? But no, yeah, I know Dragon Ball Z. So, I get it, man. It sounds good, man. But hey, man, best of luck on the 24th. Can't wait to find out how you do. And we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Freddy Tagaloa, the standout Arizona former Cal Bear offensive lineman. And you got to love this kid. And what a well-spoken young man. I mean, really poetic in his responses. And you could tell when he does some of his NFL interviews that they're going to walk away pleasantly, I shouldn't say surprised, but pleasantly happy. And they're also going to kind of, I think, pick up on how knowledgeable this kid is. I mean, the first thing you mentioned was his ability to kind of read defenses and know what those guys are doing in different coverages and whatnot. And I think that speaks volumes to the high football IQ that this kid possesses, along with obviously exceptional athleticism. And those are a couple of reasons why he was on the Players Platform show, because he's a future NFL guy. But with that said, if you want more of Freddie, you guys know the drill. Players Platform show at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then the Campus Report as well. As always, we appreciate you stopping by.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.